We have Marcus Samuel in the studio. Hello.
Hi, Nikki. How are you? You all right?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good, good. Yeah, not too bad. Thanks. Good, all good, all good.
Just got to let you know, you can probably hear my voice ain't great. So I'm hoping you'll carry this interview mainly.
I was going to say, you've been shouting and screaming.
Yeah. I went to visit my friend at uni in Portsmouth at the beginning of this week.
Right.
Uni life says it all, doesn't it?
A bit carried away, yeah? Okay, cool.
Just a bit. So, yeah, you're a local guy from Southend. Have you always lived there?
Yeah, I've always been Southend, born and bred. I actually live in Leon C.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, quite lucky to live where I live. But, yeah, born and bred South End, Essex Square, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite nice down there, isn't it, by the beach?
It is in the summertime, definitely. Yeah. It's good.
So, it's cold in the winter.
It is, yeah. Very cold, yeah.
Cool. Okay, so when I have guests on, I like to sort of get to know them a little bit by just throwing out some random questions out there to get to know them.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, what three words would you use to describe yourself?
Well, loud. Probably hyperactive, and probably, I don't know really, what would you say?
Well, that was going to be my second question.
He's sitting here because he's my pal. He'll tell you on his opinion. I'm trying to be like biased, but
well, my second question was going to be, what words would your friends use to describe you? So friends. Would it be the same as
probably similar? Yeah, probably similar. I'd say I'm a quite confrontational person. But not in a good way. I'm just quite opinionated, but yeah. So just quite loud, opinionated, and out there and hyperactive, really. So yeah.
But, and your friends would say the same sort of thing?
Well, they'd probably say a few other things as well, but yeah. Nah.
Can we hear that on radio?
No, censored for that. Censored.
Okay, and if you could be one age for your whole life and never get older, what age would you choose and why?
Do you know what? It's a difficult one, because when you said that, the first thing was probably like 18, 19 or 21. But then I think to myself, probably about 25, 26, because I just think you have a bit more life experience, a bit more knowledge. So yeah, I would say about 25, 26.
And how old are you now? Don't mind me asking.
I'm 29.
Cool, okay. Yeah, so you've been there.
I've been there,
done that. Cool. And just another random question out there. How many countries have you been to, and what ones were they?
How many countries have I... Well, my dad's Portuguese, so I go to Portugal a lot. I've got a lot of family in Portugal. But yeah, I go... how many countries have I been? Off the top of my head, I haven't done a lot of travelling, if I'm honest, and that's probably one of my my lifetime goals, to travel a little bit more. But I've been around Europe quite a lot. I've been Amsterdam, I've been Dublin, like Portugal, Spain, been Egypt, been Caribbean. So yeah, I'd say about
10. Well travelled.
but over my life, when I look at my life, when I see people travelling around like East Asia, Thailand and stuff, so yeah, probably about 10 places. Yeah,
that's more than me. I've been to Spain, Greece, and that's it.
do you not like planes or something?
I do. No, I don't mind planes. I don't mind that at all. It's just money of holidays and whatever. But yeah, do plan more holidays.
Yeah, I don't, to be honest, I love going away, but I don't travel as much as I should.
Yeah,
I do like my home comforts, can't I?
Yeah, it's nice to be home with it.
Definitely.
Okay, cool. So let's get down to the music. You are here to talk about music and what you're creating. So
I bought you my mixtape as well.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank you. Now or never. That's good. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Cool.
So how did you get into music?
How did I get into music? I started from early, really. I think I was about like anyone, 15, 16, when you're at school, like house parties. My friends used to have decks. I used to go around there with a microphone and just muck about, really, just imitating my favourite artist's lyrics at the time. And then it just developed, really. Like, yeah, just obviously... we was doing like lyrics, and my friends used to say, "Yeah, you got saying you're quite good," and I just kind of just run with it, really. Yeah, and it just the passion just grew, and I'm here today. Yeah.
So you mentioned you imitate sort of your musical favourites. Who are they?
Well, back in the day, like I said, when you're trying to learn how to spit bars or whatever and do lyrics, it was just back then. It was like Oxide Neutrino, So Solid Crew, Pay As You Go, Heartless Crew, all them sort of guys, which kind of were pioneers back then. Were really big inspirations on myself to really get going with the music. So yeah, them guys really.
And what about now? Who do you listen to now?
I listen to everyone. I have to be honest, like, when someone said this to me the other day, it was like, who's your favourite? Like, and I haven't really got a favourite, but obviously where the scene's changed, obviously it's predominantly been grime in the last 5-6 years, rap, and you got the trap music and stuff. I listen to a lot of like newcomers and old MCs still. Like, my favourites are like Getz, Scorcher, like them sort of guys, but I like the new wave as well. So man's like AJ Tracy and Mostack and Mist, So yeah, I listen to all sorts, really.
Yeah, but it's good to get a mix.
Yeah, yeah. And the UK scene is definitely the healthiest I can remember it since I've been growing up, because grime's always been like a little hidden secret, you know what I mean? And now it's kind of worldwide, what with Stormzy and Skepta doing their thing and just branding it everywhere. So yeah, like everyone, really. I haven't got a favourite, just a mix.
So would you say grime is how you describe your genre of music?
Not really.
No.
If I'm honest, it's my roots. It's where I grew up on doing grime. So I would always say that's my roots. But as like the years have gone on, I do like rap a little bit more, because I just feel like it's a little bit slower, so you can get a little bit deeper with your lyrics. You can send like more content and messages in your music. But yeah, grime is obviously what I grew up on doing. But I do a lot of acoustic as well. So I do rap, grime, acoustic. So yeah, different really, diverse, yeah.
What do you feel more comfortable sort of doing and performing when you...
Probably like... Grime is always going to be for me, with me, like skippy flows and stuff. It's what I grew up doing. It's how I master my craft. But I would say I like doing rap. I do prefer doing rap because I like to get deep on songs. I like to put a message out there, and I feel you can do that a bit more with rap, whereas grime's more about energy and just like in the rave, just like people going mad and stuff, where rap you can just really get deep and sit there and listen to it in your car or whatever. So yeah, but yeah, probably rap, but grime's where the heart is as well. Yeah, that's where I start.
So what's involved in your performances when you're on that stage? How do you get the crowd going, and what kind
Well, it's difficult. Do you know what it is? Because I recently did the O2 in December, and that was massive for me. It was like one of my proudest achievements, and at the time it was difficult because I was on a flyer with a lot of established stars. So as you can imagine, if you're going to a concert to watch an established artist, you know their lyrics, yeah? So it's sometimes the performance doesn't even matter because you're singing along anyway. So for a newcomer, like I was like a... Put it like this, imagine like a big established boxer and there's an undercard. That was me. I was like on the undercard for the O2 flyer. So for me, it was difficult because they don't know my lyrics. So I've got to win them over. So for me, it's about engaging the crowd. So like I went on and, you know, obviously my new song Loud, my new track Loud, I played that and then I done a freestyle. So it's just about the energy. It's all about the energy. If the crowd can see, if they don't know your lyrics, but they can see that you're going in and just think, yeah, this guy's sick. I think that's how you can really connect and engage. Yeah, definitely.
So you mentioned there was other big singers there. Was Big Nasty one of them, wasn't there?
He was indeed, yeah. It was Big Nasty, Getz, Frisco, Scorcher. And then I'd done it in March last year and it was a similar lineup, but then you had like... Gigs was there as well. So it was a real diverse crowd. It was an event called Grime Live. So the O2 Indigo. So yeah, it was a sick experience.
Did you get to meet all them as well?
Yeah, of course. I was backstage with them in the green room and that. So it's a little bit surreal because obviously you're growing up listening to these people, and then all of a sudden you're kind of in the same room as them as an artist.
Yeah.
Like I was with my friends, and a couple of my friends were like, let's get a picture, get, let's do this, let's do that. And there's me like thinking slightly, I want to get a picture.
Yeah.
But because I'm a performer and an artist now with you, I can't
be professional.
You gotta be professional. Yeah. So I was slightly like, hey, let's have a picture. But not like on the slide. But it was cool. Like I said, the whole experience from performing, but more so just networking backstage and connecting. I met some really cool people that night, and got one of my new songs we're going to play tonight. Actually, was one guy I met there, a guy called Jen. So yeah, it was definitely a sick experience from performing to engaging with the crowd and networking. It was sick.
And is that new track you're talking about, My Generation?
It is indeed.
I have that lined up straight away now, which is really good. So do you want to tell us a little bit about this track?
Yeah, definitely. See, basically, so this come about. My guy called Lewis Planter, who I'm close with, he done the hook. And then Jen, who I met at O2, he was a warm-up act with me. So we got talking before and after, and the vibe was right, the energy was right. We got on, we exchanged numbers, and then, we done a track together. He laid a verse, I laid a verse. But the basic concept of the track is I've been meaning to do it for a while, because like I said, when I was growing up, it was a lot different, because I was doing sets with my friends on turntables and decks, and you're selling mixtapes at the boot of your car. And obviously this generation, everything's online.
Yeah.
So you can just upload a YouTube video or put it on Facebook, put it on like Instagram, whatever, Twitter, Snapchat, and boom, it can go viral. So it's a different generation back then. So it's just kind of touching on my roots and when I grew up and how it was back then compared to how it is now. So I just wanted to get that across in the track. And we've got a video lined up as well, a really cool video. So like, hopefully we execute that how we want. It's going to come out really good. Yeah.
Nice. Well, we're going to play it here on Phoenix FM. Cool. So do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, of course. This is Marcus Samuel. I'm on Phoenix FM right now with Nicky Mills. And this is my brand new exclusive track called My Generation, featuring Lewis Planter and featuring Jen.
from day one. We are telling you from the start, we are a million miles apart. Getting music played on every radio station. Let me tell you about my generation. We are do this thing from day one. We are telling you from the start, we are a million miles apart. Get our music played on every radio station.
Well, you know about my generation. Well, you know about selling mixtapes to the boot of your car to the youths on the pavement. And well, you know about a £5 payment just to pay subs on a radio station. And well, you know about Lord of the Mics when Wiley Clash came in the basement. This ain't just music, I'm making a statement. Look, this ain't the mainstream Marcus. I've been doing this since Mac 10 Carnage. So city heartless and iceberg garments. Fever suit jeans and two-strap Pradas. Way before gigs set talking the hardest. Way before any gram artist charted. We were there banging out beats in the barbers. It was Slimzy, Rascal, Target. Tell them.
Let me tell you about my generation. We are do this thing from day one. We are tell you from the start, we are a million miles apart. Get our music played on every
listen,
station.
I'm from the era of being the best in your school. Which I was, spinning everybody in the room.
Which I can,
being the best in the scene.
Which I will be,
and bring through the whole of your team.
Which I am,
with no contract. I made a song called Best 16, saying I was the best one amongst that. And if anybody thinks otherwise, they can gladly tell them over twice, cause I was that. It's the comeback of the comeback. Punchlines to push your head back like on back. Ready for the war, I'm immortal in combat. Cause I grew up on Lord of the Mics, I'll spin a man off track and do it again if he comes back. Then I chain like a nice dish. Westwood freestyle movement DVDs. Radio with that pirate-ish. Me and my brother tough Justin Clark. I ain't wearing Balenciaga cause I'm Justin Clark's. Black t-shirt covering a sunken heart that's been frozen. Colder than the waters, Titanic was emerging. Submerging anger, rage, frustration, hate and emotion. Taking a moment to appreciate the artists who paved the way for me cause I was chosen.
Who though?
Yes, he said Jen, keep kidding him with lyricism and I know you blow.
Next.
It's all a matter of time and looking at mine, it's half our general time, so you go.
Yeah.
My recordings are Excel, so I excel with the next scale. But how can it be a new gen without the new gen? I book a session with Dan and new gen, I give an old gen with one new gen.
Let me tell you about my generation. We are do this thing from day one. We are tell you from the start, we are a million miles apart. Get our music played on every radio station.
Well, you know about my generation. Look, there was no Facebook or iPhone. We were down the park with a 10p ice ball. If it weren't that, then I was in the flat spitting bars all over the vinyl. It was Eskimo Wiley, Air Max 90, football stickers and a shiny. Around the same time that Tiny made Wifey. And Lethal made Pow, can't lie, man, I'm catching feelings right now. I'm a 90s baby screaming out loud like, where? Go turn up your speaker right now and hear what I'm telling you. I used to kick ball on a regular, Adidas Predator, MySpace, MSN Messenger, £3 ticket for the cinema.
We got the ting unlocked. Don't know, my generation never roll like that. That's why the ting can't flop. Back in the day when no one ever know about track. We got the ting unlocked. Don't know, my generation never roll like that. That's why the ting can't flop. Back in the day when no one ever know about track. Let me tell you about my generation. We are do this thing from day one. We are tell you from the start, we are a million miles apart. Getting music played on every radio station. Let me tell you about my generation. We are do this thing from day one. We are tell you from the start, we are a million miles apart. Get our music played on every radio station.
On 20 past 7 on this Friday evening. That was Marcus Samuel, My Generation, playing here on Phoenix FM. And Marcus is still in the studio now. How's it going?
Yes, good. Good. Like I said, I'm happy to be here.
Good, I'm glad.
Good,
glad
good.
How'd it feel to hear that on radio? Have you had it on radio before? Or?
I think, well, I sent it in to BBC introducing, and Ollie Winneberg and the team over there are going to spin it for the first time tomorrow.
Oh,
so
nice.
Big up Ollie Winneberg and BBC Essex as well. But you was the first to spin it on radio.
Thank
so Phoenix FM were the first exclusive. But I haven't heard it on radio. First time I heard it on radio, yeah. Really. But yeah.
Does it feel surreal to sort of be hearing your music on radio?
It does a little bit, but you kind of get used to it. It's what you want to do.
Yeah.
So like for the first few times it happens, it's like, yeah, look, I'm on radio. And then after a while, it's just like, yeah, that's sick still, but it's where I want to go.
Yeah.
You're looking more forward than back, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's nice, sick. Big you up anyway for playing it. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you for being in it.
No, it's all right.
How did you feel when you, like, had your sort of first radio and you was finally getting there? Just, wow, it's actually happening.
Yeah, I remember, actually. It was last March, and it was one of my singles got played on BBC Essex. And I remember sitting there, and the show was like 8 till 10. Or 8 till 9. No, it's 8 till 9. And I was sitting there from 8 o'clock, like, when's my song coming? And I'm sitting there, and the TV's, I was around my mum's at the time, popped around my mum's, because my mum was like, what's all this music about? I said, Mum, listen, I'm going to be on BBC Radio. She didn't believe me. So we played it. And I remember it was like 10 to 9, so I had to wait till right at the end of the show.
You did that, so you just listened to the show.
On, yeah, and it come on. And to be fair, he plugged me nice as well. He was like, yeah, this is the amazing Marcus Samuel's new single, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it was surreal. Like, it's definitely surreal. Yeah. It's like ringing my pals, like, oh, you got to lock on. I'm on radio. But yeah, like I said, now it's like onwards and upwards. Like, it's kind of like, yeah, it's so sick that it's getting played on radio and stuff, of course. Like, I'm always humble. I'm always grateful for that. But same way, like, sky's the limit, you know what I mean? Yeah. I just want to push and get on the biggest platforms possible.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a learning curve, stepping stone, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So you mentioned your friends and your mum there. Have you got a big support group within your friends and family?
Yeah, I mean, no, not really. My mum and dad don't really understand it.
Yeah.
They're a little bit like from a different generation and culture, so they just think like it's a bit of a hobby.
Yeah.
Which I suppose it is, but I'll take it seriously. It's like, I'm very professional, I'm very serious about my work. So yeah, they're kind of warming to it a little bit more. Like, when they feel like, oh my God, he's doing the O2, he's getting spins on BBC Radio, and there was a big spread in the paper last year as well. And my mum buys that paper. It's the Evening Echo in Southend, and it was a 2-page spread. So I said, Mum, you bought the paper today, yeah? She's like, No. I said, yeah, I bought it for you. I said, look, page 5. She opened it and seen it. She's like, ah, we're going to mate. Like, oh, Marcus is in a paper. So yeah, they're warming to it. In regards to my friends, yeah, they back it. But to be honest, it's difficult because in our area, I have to be real, like, it's not massively music orientated.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone around the world likes music, but that specific genre of music, people like, a lot of my friends, some of them like it, but a lot of them don't. But they respect it, and they support me. Like I said, a lot of them come to the O2 back in March last year, and also, you know, they do support my music and help me online and share it and that. But it's weird, like, you're probably the biggest supporters of strangers, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a few stalkers and that, but
I do.
comes with the territory, yeah, doesn't it, yeah, really? Yeah.
Have you had any weird comments or anything thrown at you?
Like there's one specific fan, like, she just sort of messages me daily, and like, I've made the mistake.
Probably listening now.
No. That's what I mean, naming no names. But I was just trying to be friendly at first, you know, you're just trying to be nice, like, thanks for the support, appreciate it, rah, rah, rah. And then you sometimes when you talk back and they think it's, but yeah, you get a few of that. But like I said, I'm humble as well. It's nothing like, do you know what I mean? It's something good, really, like that I'm getting my music across to them, and it's meaning a lot to them, and they're listening and they're supporting. So it's really good, yeah.
Cool, nice. So we've got another track lined up. I think it's your current single, Loud. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Basically, this single's called Loud, and it was last year, actually, in March, when I done the O2 for the first time. I done like a freestyle, and I put other couple tracks on there as well. And I sat there with my team, and we sat there, and I said, do you know what I need to do? I need to make a song that can really shut down a stage show, like a real club banger that will get people moving. So that was the inspiration, first of all. I thought, I need that sort of beat. So like I said to you earlier, like, I sort of steered away from the grime a little bit, and I done like what's called kind of trap drill sort of beat from my guy Jay Silver. Big up Jay Silver. He sent me the beat, and like, I was right into it, and I felt to myself, I needed like a real catchy hook. I needed someone big to really like give the track a bit of momentum. And then I've always been massive fans of the Movement from day one. I don't know if you know the Movement, but Get, Scorcher, Merston, Devlin, Retch 3-2, and yeah, just like, obviously where I'd done a track with Scorcher, two tracks with Scorcher already, I got in contact with Merston. He loved the beat, he liked obviously my sound as well. He'd done a hook, sent it back. And yeah, we was really, really pleased like when it come back. And we done a video back end of last year and dropped it 2 weeks ago on Grime Daily. So yeah, I definitely feel like it's my best project to date. In regards to visuals, I don't know if you've seen the video.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
So you've seen the video. Yeah. So I feel visually it's definitely my best project to date. Audio, arguably, but I think as an all-round polished project, it's definitely like my best, I think.
Yeah.
We definitely raised the levels. I mean, if you can, I don't know if you've seen a video called Hometown that I've done.
No.
That was like my first one in 2014, and it's like the difference between that, it's like a shaky camcorder, and this one's looking cinematic, like, you know. So we pushed the levels of it, and yeah, dropped it. I had really good feedback. It's been played on BBC. Funky had been being A-list in it as well. And yeah, like, it's definitely a song that I can carry with me to a stage show or performance and feel like I can get the crowd like really amped and wailing out and stuff. And like I said, I've done it at the O2 and it went down a treat, to be honest. So I was really pleased with that as well. So yeah, it's cool.
Well, you've bigged it up really well. So again, do you want to introduce it and we'll listen to it?
Yeah, this is my brand new single. It's called Loud. It's featuring Merkston. It's out now on Grime Daily. Go and check that out and follow it on my Twitter. It's _@MarcusSamuel. Instagram _@MarcusSamuel. Facebook MarcusSamuel. It's all over my Instagram. So yeah, go and see it. Go and check it out. And Nikki's going to spin it now.
Them boy, I talk loud, but they ain't got the loud though. I had them 25 pounds, but they on the copy crowd though. There ain't something you can say about it. What if they go out all of the time, bro? Say, I'm the spine of my whole family. You see me shining, but you don't know it.
I can tell you about my journey when I'm looking back in hindsight. 20 man deep, handshakes, high fives, hotness through the high five. Sun City sidewind, iceberg jump of an Air Max size 9. School matches, all the girls are watching from the sidelines. Breaking all the rules, we never had no guidelines. Reminiscing back, I can't believe on how the time flies. Now I'm on my Wi-Fi, scrolling down my timeline. And I can tell you about my growing pains. This is real life, no Superman or Lois Lane. I grind hard through the sunshine, snow and rain. Chasing my dream, trying to break how the system's made. But watch, they will bitch and hate. When you wanna come up, they will take from your kitchen plate. Look by my side, cause the devil works in different ways. Anyway, back to the script, let me flip the page. I'm burning couple bridges. Phone kept ringing, but I swear a couple digits. And I could have been that guy on the curb serving tickets, but instead I'm getting paid for a verse with my lyrics. I was burnt for a minute, be the first to admit it. If I jump on the track, it's curtains, you're finished. Body back flow, where's the hearse guy? Kill it, them boy, they just talk, your merch come
the
singing.
Talk loud, but they ain't got the loud though. I had them 25 pounds, but they on the crowd though. There ain't something you can say about it. What if they go on all of the time, bro? Say, I'm the spine of my whole family. You see me shining, but you don't know it. Yeah, I don't know.
In that rat race, smoking that ashtray, looking in my dad's face, sitting in a bad place. Now I'm at the O2, backstage, face on that back page, flying out the country, Ray-Ban, black shades. I had to change up my landscape, I was on a rampage. Now I swear I'm on it every damn day, I put that on my nan's grave. A fake frame, cause I can feel a fake handshake. But no joke, it was hell when I broke with my girl. 3 days waved up in that hotel. In the room, there was as well. Then Joe went Joe, no hello, no Adele, no VO from the cell. I didn't even receive any post in the mail. And I ain't gonna lie, I could have folded as well. But I'm a winner, so there ain't no way I'm holding that L. My cologne is Chanel. Success be the fragrance, the boys keep testing my patience. I'm tired of waiting, I'm full of frustration. I'm coming for everything and I make it so blatant. I've been doing this since Wiley Clash Kane in the basement. Word to the pavement. I've been doing this since Perez, Henri and Jens Lehmann. This ain't just music, I'm making a statement. Merks, Merks.
I ain't one of them brothers that sit around. Yeah. What's up, here? Figure out. Yeah.
Them boy, I talk loud, but they ain't got the loud though. I had them 25 pounds, but they on the crowd though. There ain't something you can say about it. But if they go on all of the time, bro, say, I'm the spine of my whole family. You see me shining, but you don't know it. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Loud by Marcus Samuel, playing here on Phoenix FM, a word he used to describe himself at the beginning of the interview.
That was a bit of a curveball, actually. I'm sitting there thinking about it now, and I'm thinking, three things to describe myself, and I didn't really come across well. I said confrontational, and I said loud and hyperactive. I'm thinking the public must be thinking, I don't want to meet this guy. Like, it's
okay,
just
what three positive words?
All right, three positives. Yeah, I'd like to say I'm very, what's the word? I'm very caring and loyal for my friends. Definitely. I'm the sort of person, if someone shows me love, I'll show you love 10 times. And probably another positive thing is, come and help me out. Look, I don't want to sit here blowing my own trumpet. Big up Absinthe, my boys in the studio. Come on, what three things would you just don't be on a banter
come
one.
Come on, come to the
things?
Mic.
Yo, Absinthe inside the building, Phoenix FM. Shout out everyone.
No, answer the question.
Marcus Samuel, I'm going to answer the question straight.
three things.
We started this thing together. Yeah, I'm going to say three things about my guy.
Positive.
Motivated, assertive, a lot of integrity, and let's just step that up to a number four, clean-hearted.
I love that. I love that. Big up, big up. I would definitely say, yeah, like, take my character away. I am very, I am quite assertive, I'm quite driven, and I'm quite ambitious, probably, yeah. So, yeah.
Cool. There we go. You,
I feel like I'm sitting here, like, I'm sounding really egotistic and that. No, that's not that.
I asked you a question, you answered it.
What would you say three things about yourself to describe yourself?
This ain't my interview.
I'm going to flip it on you now.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay, I'll tell you, I'm caring.
Caring.
Maybe too caring at times.
Yeah.
I think I'm quite immature, actually.
Immature, yeah.
Little things that are stupid, make me laugh. Yeah, and loyal as well.
Cool. It's quite a difficult question.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I was a bit like, oh, didn't prepare for that one.
Yeah.
But no.
So I should have warned you.
No, all good. I remember next time now.
Yes. Okay, so we were talking about your video for Loud. Did you have much creative direction when you're making it?
Yeah, we did. My guy, big up Lateral Thinkers, he's a guy called Dazzy. He does all my visuals for me at the minute. We've got a real good chemistry and connection on and off screen. So I drafted him in, and he got his boy Troy. And Troy's got like the red cam, and they've got like the red cam's a bit more better equipment. So we really wanted to push the levels and push the boundaries with this one. We really wanted to set, to make noise. And I think, like, because the track's called Loud, we needed to think about the concept, and I think we the way we planned it and executed it come out really well. Like, we took it to London, we've done a graffiti tunnel, it's really loud, graffiti everywhere. Then we've done Lewisham tunnel, and then we used like props such as a megaphone, we got the bikes involved, the super bikes, we got the quad bikes, everything was loud, you know. Yeah. Even from trying to get everyone's clothing to be loud, and like even the way we kind of the transition of shots and the cutaways, it was really like animated. So yeah, definitely feel like the visuals replicated the audio. Definitely, it's really, I was really pleased with it in the end. Like, yeah, I said, I did, still to this day think hands down it's my best video to date, definitely.
And how can people watch that if you want to see it?
Right, if you want to watch it, there's huge, first of all, YouTube Marcus Samuel, and I've got about 20 videos on there anyway. But if you want to watch Loud, yeah, Marcus Samuel featuring Merks, then Loud GRM Daily, it's on there at the minute. It's been on there for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I think we're hitting about 8k views, which ain't too bad, but we need to keep pushing it for sure. Yeah. And yeah, go check that out, see what you think.
Cool. And you mentioned there, you like, you've got featured Merkson on there, and you've done a lot of collaborations.
Yeah.
There's one person who you haven't collaborated with yet. Who would it be? Like, anyone in the world.
If I could do anyone in the world. Oh, this is such. Can I have three?
Yeah, go on then.
All right, cool. No, not you. Look, my boy's getting this now. You'd be the last. No, I'm joking. But probably, I love The Weeknd. Like, The Weeknd on a hook for me would be sick. Ed Sheeran's obviously sick. Probably like rapping wise, UK. Let's keep it UK. Actually, I'm going over the pond. Then let's keep it UK. UK wise, who would I like to work with? I would like to work with Getz, because Getz is just my favourite from day. Like, sick in my opinion. He's so sick. I'd love to get him on a verse, especially after getting Scorcher and Merks. Then I'd love to get him. And probably who? My man's saying Nines. Yeah, I rate Nines. He's big, but probably, like, it'd have to go with me. Do you know what I mean? My style and that, you know? So probably, like, I like Mostak. Mostak's wavy. And I met him as well. I did the Rated Awards last year. I met him. He's a cool guy. So, yeah, probably Mostak I'd like to do something with as well. But, yeah, there's so many. It's such a hard question. Yeah. Such a hard question. But, yeah.
Maybe
so
get them all on one track.
That'd be mad. Imagine a sci-fi, like Ed Sheeran going back to back with Mostak. That'd be crazy. And then Weekend just popping in for a verse. Wow. Yeah, that'd be sick.
That'd be cool. So, rapping is a skill that doesn't necessarily come to everyone. Like, you've got to practice. So, what advice would you give to passionate rappers that are just starting out, but they're not really sure where they're going with it?
I'd just say, like, just be real. Like, be real and keep it relevant to your life. For me, like, people look at rappers and think, oh, you know what, I've got to talk about whatever, like drug dealing, or talk about gang war, whatever, to be recognised and respected. Just keep it relevant. Like, at the end of the day, the way I see rap is, like, all I'm doing is telling my story about my life, everyday life, and I'm hoping in some way, shape or form it connects with the audience. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a normal guy just grafting for a better life, and I'm just trying to come that across in my music. So anyone who's starting out, pick up a pen, find your flow, keep it relevant to your life, and just tell your story and be real. That's what I'd say. But it's such a hard, like, Nicky, I can't lie, it's such a hard industry to make noise, and you just have to be so many different qualities. You have to be consistent, persistent, and I think probably the main one is you have to be headstrong. because you get setbacks. I've been told no many more times than I've been told yes, and it's about just taking the rough with the smooth and just really pushing on, and self-belief. Have self-belief in yourself and believe you was born to do it, and just push and kick that door down, and that's all I would say. Yeah,
nice advice. Never get
hard. I could have kept talking because there's so many things that I've experienced. I've only, like, obviously I started music, I did it for 3 or 4 years, I stopped solid for 6 years, and then I've been back on it 2 or 3 years, and the last 2 or 3 years the journey's been up and down. But I wouldn't change it for the world, man. Sometimes I think the journey defines you, and it's not all about the destination, it's the journey on the way there.
How you
and
get there.
They're the things you remember, man. And I've had so many ups and downs, but these days I don't celebrate the highs and the wins too much, and I don't dwell on the losses too much. I just keep it moving.
Get on ground. Cool. And what about sort of like physically, like rapping? Could anyone just do it, or is it something that you kind of need to be good at?
I definitely think it's something that is instilled in you. I think, like, it is a gift and it is a talent. I mean, some people, like, you know, singing is singing. If you can sing, you can sing. If you can't, you can't. People think, you can rap, you can rap. You don't need a voice. But I think you need to, one, you need to have a flow. Two, you need to be intelligent. And three, you need to be it's just something that you can't really teach. You just can't. My friends who love it, they try and do it and they can't. But obviously practice makes perfect. If you want something bad enough, like doing it every day and beating on your craft, you're gonna get to a certain level where you're like, okay, I'm okay. But I feel like you have to be talented and gifted, and it's just about mastering your craft and refining it and polishing it, and then you can run away with it, really. But yeah, I think, getting back to your question, I think you have to have a certain degree of talent for sure. But it's practice makes perfect, really. You just got hours and hours and working on your craft and just being the best you can be, really.
Yeah. I must say, you're very good at it. I'm loving what I'm listening to so far.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we're going to do a bit... Well, I'm not. You're going
to go back to back, yeah?
I don't think I'm really good. I'm one of them people that should just not even try.
Yeah.
But you're going to do a bit of freestyling. So just explain what it is. Are you just... Whatever you think of, you rap?
Basically, I'll be honest with you. I'm not really a freestyler. I'm a lyricist, I write bars, so I could probably do something now off the top of my head, but I'm not. Some people are gifted at that. That is a gift. Like him, for example, he could do it better than me, but likewise, he's not a freestyler. He'll sit there, and we'll sit there and write away and put lyrics on tracks, you know? But freestyling is someone like Eminem, like, as a freestyler, 8 Mile and that, you know? Like, you're battling and you're going off what... You're not going with prepared lyrics. It's freestyles. I ain't that sort of rapper and MC. I could do it, but more so I like to sit there with a beat on and right away. Freestyling is more birthed from hip-hop and rapping and clashing and them days of just off the tongue. You know, these days everyone writes their lyrics and stuff, really. There's a few freestylers, but people really write their lyrics, really. Proper artists and that, yeah.
So what are you going to do for us here tonight?
Well, basically, I've done a brand new exclusive track, and it's called Call Me, and it's featuring an amazingly talented singer called Olivia Louise. And me and her have been speaking for a while, and I just wanted to do something authentic. I want to do something nostalgic that's really... Like, when I was growing up, Creeper was like a real... banging anthem for Graham, you know, it's up there with top 3 or 4. That, and I just wanted to do something for the fans that was old school with a new school spin on it. So I think with the beat and her on the vocals and me with the lyrics, I think it all like kind of comes together really nice. So I just thought, I'm gonna get her on the hook, and I'm gonna do a few bars for you now live.
Nice. Well, here we go. When you're ready, I'm gonna hit the track and you go for it.
Yes, Phoenix FM 98 on the dial. Listen, it's Marcus Samuel right now. Big up Absinette in the studio. Big up Nikki Mills for having me every time. This is my new track. It's called Call Me. Big up Olivia Louise on the vocals. And this one's for the girls as well. I haven't done some lyrics for the girls in a while. Listen. Okay, listen. Let me drop some lyrics. Look. Check. Look. I'll be like, babe, come over here. Don't be shy, I don't bite. What you drinking? Come to the bar, we can vibe all night. Look, I know you know that it feels so right with your face and your ass so tight. Show me a smile, girl, that's what I like. Cause I swear down the way I'm feeling tonight. This girl right here, she could be my wife. But hold up, I need to know everything. All the ins and outs. Are you the type of girl that just links about? Cause if you are, then I will be in and out. Cause I can't be messed about. See, there's too many skits about. And yeah, I already checked them out. And they're nothing compared to you, girl. You're the best about. So tell me, why are you playing hard to get? Cause you know when I'm about, you ain't hard to get. I swear I'm not lying. You're shining, not like that girl. You're far from a skit. Don't care about reps or radio sets. You're playing on my mind, you're hard to forget. So with you, I just care about sex. When you're feeling lonely, send me a text. I'll be there in a sec. No sweat, plus a bit of girlfriends. They love to chat. F that, I don't care about chit chat. Come round, man, watch a DVD and just kick back. Cause wherever you're on, I'm just with that. We're moving, can't you see that? While the rest just sit back. Hold on, wait a sec, let me just flip that. Alright, second verse, listen. First things first, I decided I'm making my move. I ain't waiting for you. I saw your face in the queue and it's bait and it's true that I wanna get acquainted with you. Cause you got a cute face and I'm liking your smile. Hair looks nice and I'm feeling your style. I can change your life if you give me a while. No, I ain't all talk. No, I ain't that sort. I ain't what you thought. I will walk the walk, but I ain't gonna force the balls in your court. Ain't talking about sport. Just give it some thought. Forget about your ex guy. I can be your next guy. This guy has sex drive, something like an X5. You don't believe me? I'll take it for a test drive and I'll beat it up. We can take things slow. We can speed things up. Either way, I can move through the gears. And I move for the years and remove all the tears. While I whisper the truth in your ear, babe, that's guaranteed like a future career. Cause you're one to keep like a new souvenir. So I ain't just done one, I'm in it for the long run. Other girl, they get the boot when I'm in. They got all the girls locked in. And that's my new one. That's Call Me featuring Olivia Louise. I'm going to look to a video for that as well.
Wow. That was so, amazing. You make it seem so effortless. You're just thank like, you. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I'm always critic, so I have to listen back and I'll be like, right, I'll pick holes in it. Right, right. But no.
Amazing. That was
thank
really
you.
Good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for coming
Phoenix
and performing live for us. Most people actually that I've had in, we just stick on a track and they haven't performed live. So actually, I think you're the first. Well, you're my first guest this year, anyway, and
okay,
perform live. So you've set the bar high for my guest this
thank
year.
Thank you. Brilliant. So, listen, thank you so much for having me, Nikki Mills. Thank you.
No
you've
worries.
Got an amazing show.
Thank you.
And yeah, like good things this year. And I've got my album actually dropping in the summer.
Nice.
So like, if it's cool, I'd love to come back up here and drop the album and just perform some new tracks, and I might even get a singer up here with me or do a live acoustic or whatever, and we'll do it big, we'll get it filmed or whatever. But thank you so much for having me, appreciate
it. No problem. Just remind everyone if they want to follow you on social media.
Yeah, for sure. Like, my name is Marcus Samuel. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's _@MarcusSamuel. Instagram is _@MarcusSamuel. I'm on Snapchat as well, Marcus Samuel. I'm active on that. Also Facebook, Marcus Samuel. You can keep tabs with obviously all my movements and stuff. Go on YouTube, Real 23 channel. It's called Real 23 and all my videos are on there. You've got about 18 to 20 videos. Brand new single dropped 2 weeks ago, Loud featuring Merkston Grime Daily. Yeah, check it out.